Fox Sports 1480 AM, 102.5 FM. The Gambler.
G-A-T-L-G-F-E-M-O.
In Philly, there's a group that brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. My name is Quimby. I am your host, along with five other accomplished hosts. Somewhere in virtual land, we've got Michael Shut Up Diaz. Where are you?
Hey. What up, brother?
Okay. His audio sucks. We'll be working on that moving forward. Diaz, we know that you have to be a little cautious with your wife pregnant, so we understand why you're not here. But you are a pain in our balls. Thank you. next to me on my right, our producer Kyle / the Gobbler.
Good evening.
Thanks for coming over from the Ronnie McLeod Show, everybody. Yes. We're taping this on Tuesday. We're still a little hot about the Dallas loss.
However, oh, God.
That's actually what I wanted to see, but. Anyway, next to him, Chris Sackmaster, Chris Sack Attack, Reggie. Everybody got it except Sam.
I did it.
Could hear it.
I don't think she did.
I did it.
Hope everybody had a happy holidays except for Diaz.
Next to him, going Darth Vader'd out today. Even yes. I think you had a hat on that said.
I did.
I love bad boys.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there she is. That's the first thing that anybody has ever heard said.
Let's see the action there in the room.
Did you bring your laptop?
No, I told
again,
you.
Again, why not?
Because I haven't been back. I haven't been back to work in like 2 weeks.
Well, how far away is it? Don't you have a driver?
Yes, but...
Well, get Ahmad to go get the damn thing.
Oh, God.
That's not his name.
What is it? I'm sorry, what is it?
I'm not saying it.
Okay.
It was a little awkward for a second.
No, it's okay. It's not. And next to her, the backbone of Green Legion Radio, number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts, Hollis Tank Thomas. What's up, baby?
How you guys doing?
Guess what?
What's up?
We only got a few weeks till we go to Costa, baby.
Yeah. I'm going to enjoy that.
Yeah. Very much so. Guess what?
I'll send pictures.
This is the last show for Green Legion Radio in 2020.
Awesome sauce.
And we all kind of forgot. This is also our 100th episode.
Ooh.
Wow.
Oh yeah. I hope somebody's
100 Green Legion episode tonight, and we get to close the lid on one awful freaking year.
Oh, God.
Hey, we can say this, though. This was the best year in terms of Green Legion Radio.
Oh, 100%.
Like, yeah.
100%.
I can't wait to hear Hollis say how many of these puppies we have left tonight. That's what I've been waiting for all year.
Yeah, good thing.
Everybody, thanks for coming out and listening with us again. 100th episode tonight. We appreciate all the support we've got over over this year, and we will be back. We'll be back next week, but we will also be back bigger, better, and stronger in 2021. There's a lot of plans for us, and the boys down at the station are excited, and so are we with the opportunities they're going to be giving us. So look forward to a bigger, better, again, and stronger year for Green Legion Radio. Remember, you can rate, review, subscribe, download Green Legion Radio on iTunes and Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. You can also just simply download the iHeartRadio app, and you can find all three episodes, Ice to Shorts Winter Sports, the Get Tanked Happy Hour Christmas Special, which should be up by now. That was hysterical.
So good. So good.
Hysterical.
I think everybody's still wondering what happened to the... I'm not going to say it. Damn it, tree.
For those of you that don't know, I have a new table here.
And as well, the flagship show, Green Legion Radio. Make sure, please, we love all the support. Green Legion Radio is brought to you by Bud Light. If you're drinking beer, you're drinking Bud Light, Stateside Vodka. That's premium distilled vodka right here in Fishtown. MCS Construction Services, you're going to hear more about them. Nexip, the Nexip. Go to nexip.com. COVID protocol accepted drinking. That's hands-free drinking. All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, Cavanaugh's Riverdeck, Cavanaugh's Head House, Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse, and Cavanaugh's University City at 39th and Sansom. Of course, all the beautiful ladies over at Delilah's. Hollis.
Yes, sir.
You heard that, right?
Oh, without a doubt.
It was about the most disappointing. Brother.
Yes, sir.
What happened this week in sports history and what happened this week in Hollis history?
Well, today is December the 31st. It's the 366th day of the year with none of these puppies left.
My man.
Yes!
Yes, finally. We're going to start off with some events. It's New Year's Eve, first of all. It's also Make Up Your Mind Day. It's also Unlucky Day, Universal Hour of Peace Day, and No Interruptions Day, and One Voice Day.
You hear that, Diaz? No Interruptions Day.
Now we're going to start off with some... we're going to start off with some events from this week. We're going to start off with the one and only title that the Cardinals have. They were the Chicago Cardinals. They beat us 28-21 in December the 28th in 1947. It's the only title that they ever have in their history. I'm going to mention this because it began the Hail Mary. I don't want to mention the team who they say invented the Hail Mary. Yeah, thank you. I'm going to continue. And also on the 28th, in 2008, one team became the only team in NFL history to lose all 16 games.
Detroit.
The Lions, yes.
Thank you, Jim Schwartz.
The Lions of Detroit. They lost all 16 games.
Well, the Cleveland Browns lost all 16 games.
Yeah, but that was after the fact. They were the first in NFL history, in modern day NFL history, to lose all 16 games.
Brutal.
Actually, we're going to get into that because they lost 18.
Yes, and the guy who all you guys listened to, the Dan Ostrowski guy, he was the quarterback. As I continue, December the 29th.
He ran out the back of the end zone.
Yes, he did on Thanksgiving. December the 29th, 1965, CBS, CBS buys the NFL rights from 1966 to 68 for $18.8 million per year. There we go to the 31st. Now, I had to go back and cross-reference a couple of these. This is AFL.
31st
of December.
Did you say $18.8 million?
What does that equate to today?
Well, they're paying Tony Romo $16 million a year.
How much he gets as a commentator?
Yes, he's the highest paid. I don't know why.
And they gave him a bye week because Jim Nance was...
Over Troy?
Jim Nance was doing the Masters.
Yeah. He's the highest paid currently.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's the highest paid currently.
Troy is done with Fox after this season, I think. And he's using that as leverage.
As leverage, yes.
So it'll be Joe Buck and Booger?
Probably. Oh, God, that is good. As I was saying,
perfectly said.
December the 31st, 1967, the Raiders beat the Oilers 47 in the very first AFL championship. And then, you go to the Ice Bowl that year, too. Guess who lost the Ice Bowl? Your Cowgirls. They lost the Ice Bowl to the Green Bay Packers, one of their first few titles. Then we go to January the 1st, 1954. The very first sports color cast was done in college football. It was on the Rose Bowl and the Cotton Bowl. I was like, wow. Because I don't know if anybody knows history. College football used to be way more important in the NFL.
Speaking of that, Sam, take the remote and put the Oklahoma State. No, you can do it.
Oh, yeah,
you can
do it.
I need a score update here.
Oh, yeah, you need to put that on mute, too. Then we go to January the 2nd, which is the last day of this week, 1982, the Epic at Miami. You know what happened that game, the playoff game? The playoff game was 41-48 in overtime. The AFC divisional playoff game where the Chargers ended up beating the Dolphins. A couple of quick birthdays. Today's Anthony Hopkins' birthday, 1937.
Adam Gilmore, don't ever say Joe Buck and Booger again. My ears are bleeding just thinking about it.
Be still my heart. 1943, have Ben Kingsley. He's an actor. And John Denver. What the hell was he doing? 1948, Donna Summers. 1959, Val Kilmer. Well, I'm your Huckleberry. And 1972, you know who Joey McIntyre is?
Joey McIntyre.
Yeah, yeah.
Do I know who Joey McIntyre is?
New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, I kind of knew. I kind of knew you knew, but but his birthday is 1972.
Happy birthday, Joey!
Our good friend Billy Siska still runs all the operations for the New Kids on the Block cruise out of Miami every year in July.
Just got hot in here.
Oh God!
There she is. There's Sam. She loves Bad Boys and New Kids on the Block.
I think we need to turn Hollis's fan on Sam.
In 1964, comedian Michael McDonald. I don't know if you guys watched the. He used to play Stewart. He played Stewart. So that's what I got for you in history. This game coming up, it reminded me. The Hollis part is this game coming up reminded me of the year we went 3-13. And we was coming up on
we ain't that far away.
We're not that far away. We're coming up on the last game of the season. And you wanted to come out and you wanted to give all the young guys the opportunity to play. But you didn't kind of didn't want to win the game because, you know, the powers that be, like Quimby and all you guys, wanted that draft position and stuff. But I just want to see the guys come out. And
right now we're picking fifth.
Yeah. That's good.
Do you remember the quarterbacks that you beat that year?
One of them was Kurt Warner.
Okay, because we beat Nick Mullins, Ben DiNucci, Taysom Hill, and Daniel Jones.
The quarterbacks we beat that year.
Hang that banner up.
We beat the who did we beat? It actually wasn't him. It was a bunch of random teams. I know we beat Dallas once. So other than that, you know, it was a crapshoot. But this is the worst time of the year, especially when you're not winning and you're not going to the playoffs. I had to experience that like a couple of years, and it's god awful.
Yeah.
So that's my lesson for this week. You always want to be playing after Christmas.
Right.
It's great to be playing because everybody still likes you.
Everybody, listen up. We've got plenty to talk about tonight. We've got two segments of Kick-Ass or Jackass. Ooh. Yeah, that's how much we have as far as Washington Redskins material goes. Mm. As well, Diaz is going to be going live at the top of the hour with a special segment called Fly or Buy.
Love the name.
Are we flying player out of here, or are we buying their contract again for next year? So we're going to go over Eagles players that we want to, that we're either flying or buying, baby. In addition to that, Super Sam, when she figures out how to write down questions, is going to start taking them from our panel because we're going to have a special segment at the top of the hour after Diaz is over called Ask the Panel.
Oh,
anything
you guys want to ask.
Professional questions, sports-related questions, whatever you care to ask any of us, go ahead and shoot them off, and Sam will get them written down and asked to us in that segment.
And on the fly-by segment, are we speaking of coaches as well?
Anybody.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Because
the only one we can't fly or buy is the owner, unfortunately, and at this point it's going to be whether or not he flies or buys them.
Pretty much.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right, everybody. It's time for Kick-Ass or Jackass. Diaz, sound check.
Yo, sound check.
All right. Yeah, you don't have to scream.
All right.
But you're getting there. Let's do this.
Hey, you're in. Let's
crank him up. You sure you want to crank him up a little bit?
Let's crank him up. I know.
Say something.
All right, everybody. Kick-Ass or Jackass. Dwayne Haskins' work ethic. Go.
Is that on or off the field? I got to go Jackass.
I mean, come on, man. Him with his girlfriend around strippers, taking photos without a mask on, that is the ultimate Jackass.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Anyway, Diaz.
Jackass.
Jackass. Sam.
Wait, him and his wife were together?
Girlfriend
were together?
With strippers.
Yes. That's Kick-Ass.
Thank you.
I like his partying skills, just not at this time.
Yeah,
Jackass.
His work ethic is actually been heralded as pretty terrible. Last one in the the room,
first one to leave.
Yeah,
he got stripped of his C earlier this season.
Yeah. He got stripped of everything when he got cut today.
No, the captain. He was a captain.
Well,
they took it from him. I know.
Hey, they should do that to Claude Giroux.
Yes.
Man, they're jumping. They're ganging up on
already.
You,
already. Okay.
All right. Here's a good one. I don't know if you might remember this one. This might be tough for you. Diaz, you should get this. Back-to-back icing the kicker timeouts.
Oh, God.
Now, remember, this is against Buffalo. All right. And that week, Sean Taylor was murdered.
I loved Sean Taylor.
And they've still, they've been trying to replace Sean Taylor every day since.
Yeah.
Every day. So,
to be fair, we've been trying to replace Brian Dawkins every day since he left, too. So
Fair enough. But Dawkins went out on his own terms. Sean didn't. And what happened was Joe Gibbs, in an effort to try to ice Buffalo's kicker, called one timeout.
Right.
And didn't know that you can't call a second timeout.
In a row.
In a row to ice kicker. It was a 51-yard field goal attempt, 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, down to 36 yards. They make it. Buffalo win 17-16.
Yep. Wow.
I think we all can agree on that one.
Yeah. Jackass. Headbutts with Gus Frerotte.
That one's over my head.
You want me to display it to him?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to display it to you. I'll tell you what happened. So Gus Frerotte was going. He was doing pretty good that season. Threw a touchdown pass. He ran in the end zone on the scramble. Went to the back wall and headbutted the back wall.
I do remember that. Yes.
And concussed himself.
Not only concussed himself, jammed his neck.
Yep. Well, from our viewpoint, that's kick-ass.
It goes down as one of the biggest sports blunders of all time.
Yeah.
Right there along with Martin Gramatica tearing his ACL, hopping up and down.
Right.
Field goal. Yep. So, in my opinion, it's kick-ass because it's hilarious.
That is hilarious.
It's about kick-ass is Brian Mitchell breaking both of the Gramatica's nose.
Yep.
On kickoff returns.
Helping Detroit snap a 19-game losing streak. It was 18. They were going for 19.
Jackass.
And that was week 3 in 2009.
Yep.
Washington was asleep the entire game. In the first half. They had zero rushing yards in the first half. Zero total yards
Something
in the first
popped
half.
Up,
I
obvious.
Think I think the Redskins might have put up 10 in the second half in the third quarter, but in the fourth quarter they went immediately back to sleep. Detroit.
Oh god.
Just
was it?
They would have had a 19 game losing streak had Washington not helped them break that.
And you would have thought they won the Super Bowl.
That's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year, Clark. Yep.
I hope Washington breaks that record. That's jackass for letting them win a game.
Giving up 3 draft picks to make Tony Banks your starting quarterback.
Now, if you know what happened here.
Brad Johnson, Minnesota, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Redskins gave a first, second, third round to get Brad Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
All right. He had a decent first year, took him to the playoffs.
Yeah, that was a good year.
And then the next year just completely regressed. They drafted Jeff George. He became the starter, and he went downhill. And immediately Tony Banks is your starting quarterback after he gave up a first, second, third round pick within 2 years.
Now, for those of you that want to trade Carson Wentz, let's hope that the decision maker is still there in Washington.
Who are you telling? Good things, Rosamond.
I'm just saying, for those of you that don't think he has any value, no. Tony Banks got 3 draft picks.
Well, they got it for Brad Johnson. They got it for Brad. Because Tony Banks ended up still being even the starting quarterback after that.
That's even better.
Yeah.
Well, let's go over this real quick because we got to get on and take our. How much time do we have left?
We have about 4 minutes.
4 minutes. All right, here we go. Kick-ass or jackass? Jeff George, 4 years, $18 million.
Jackass.
These are really easy answers, everybody. Mark Carrier, 5 years, $15.9 million.
Jackass. He's still looking for his shoes for number 5.
Bruce Smith, 5 years, $25
million. Can't hate the man. He got paid. He got paid.
He had a 10-sack year with them.
Yeah, he did. He did.
You can't hate the man.
He came off 18, 18, 16, 15.
Yeah, I wouldn't have given him 5, maybe 3.
3. But jackass still.
Y'all still go jackass. Yeah.
Deion Sanders, 7 years, $56 million.
Anything with Deion is jackass.
And the other part of that jackass is when Marty Schottenheimer was their head coach and Deion was trying to make a bit of a comeback to go play with a Super Bowl team, guess who claimed him off waivers?
There he goes. Jeremiah Trotter, 7 years, $35 million.
Love Trotting. Kick-ass, baby.
That was kick-ass. We lost him because we wouldn't come up to the plate. He came back, though.
Jesse Armstead, 3 years, $4.5
million. Who?
Exactly.
Yeah, Jesse.
More known for his time with the Giants.
Yeah.
Michael Barrow, 3 years, $3
million. Yeah, that didn't go anywhere.
Adam Archuleta, 6 years, $30 million.
That's a name for you.
I did like Adam Archuleta when he was in St. Louis.
Yeah, with the Rams. Yep. Can you say Frawid?
Yeah. Antoine Randall L., 7 years, $31 million.
I'll tell you what, the Steelers get those wide receivers paid, man.
Bad, yeah, Lord.
And then they move on. They're never quite as good.
They dump them at the right time.
Yeah. D'Angelo Hall, 6 years, $54 million.
God,
he was a turnstile.
That's Jackass, but the guy that you just skipped is he's the king of kings of Jackass.
Kings of kings.
Albert Haynesworth.
Albert Haynesworth, 7 years, $100 million.
Kick ass. Give me the money. Give me the money and I'll sleep right on the field.
That guy was.
That was Jackass.
Seriously, he was an active narcoleptic player.
He sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was atrocious.
Everybody, we've got more kick ass or jackass coming up on the top at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. I got it.
I'm getting there.
Yeah. We're gonna take our first break here on Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, brought to you by Bud Light. We'll be back right after this. Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, brought to you by Bud Light. All right, everybody, we got a lot to get to, and we are going to start with the correct box score and team stats. You guys didn't hear that we just removed the one I was just talking about, so...
We couldn't stop talking about Ben DiNucci. We can't get enough of him.
We can't get enough. Will you teach me to football? First downs, 24-22 in favor of the Eagles. Passing first downs, 12-13 Dallas. Rushing first downs, 9-7 Eagles. First downs from penalties, 3 for the Eagles, 2 for the Cowboys. Third down efficiency, 7-17, 6-13 for the Cowboys. Fourth down efficiency, 1-2, 0-0 Cowboys. Total plays, Eagles 71, Cowboys 66. Total yards, 477. Cowboys 513. Yeah, this is a bit different than the Ben DiNucci game.
Did you know that this is the first time in Eagles history that they've given up over 500 yards in back-to-back games?
Yeah.
First time.
And that's hard to believe. Total drives, 13 yards per play, 6.7 for the Birds, 7.8 for the Cowboys. Passing, 326 yards. Eagles, 362 Cowboys, 21 for 39. For the Eagles, 22 for 30. We stayed under that 40.
We stayed under 40, but, you know.
Not by much.
Not by much.
Yards per pass, 7.8 for the Eagles, 11.3 for the Cowboys. Interceptions, 2-1. Sacks, yards lost, 3 for 16 for the Eagles, 2 for 15 for the Cowboys. Rushing, 151 yards across the board. Rushing attempts, 29-34. Rush yards per rush. Eagles, 5.2. Versus 4.4 for the Cowboys. Red zone, 1 for 3, 2 for 5 Cowboys. Penalties, 12 for 115 effing yards. Way to go, guys. Way to play disciplined football. By the way, it was great seeing our offensive line make no mistakes at all during this game.
Thanks for ruining that Darius Slay interception, too.
Especially Matt Pryor. He should be going to the Pro Bowl.
Oh, God.
That's serious, right? And Sayamalu?
Wow,
there's another one.
He couldn't keep his hands to himself, could he?
Couldn't keep his hair out of his face, apparently.
It's all good. We have Dillard coming back next year.
Thank God. Boy,
did you guys see the cheap shot Jalen Smith took on Mailata, too?
No.
Yo, man.
Yeah, it was cheap.
Yo, he straight up headbutted
him. Yeah, but he gave him that. Yeah.
Wouldn't want to mess with him, though.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to do that.
Yeah.
But it happened.
Turnovers, 3-1. We had 3 turnovers. That's 1 fumble, 1 or 2 interceptions, time of possession, almost even, believe it or not. But all right, and then we're going to go real quick here, and let's just get this out of the way so Diaz doesn't yell at me for spending too much time on this.
He'll get over it.
Zeke had 105 yards rushing. Sanders is the only one that had under, under 4 yards a carry, even though Jordan Howard. Boston Scott, what? Speak.
Breaking news.
Go ahead.
The porcelain doll known as Joel Embiid is headed to the locker room.
I guess
he's going to miss another
three games. Diaz, we literally can't hear you, dude. You have to stop yelling and figure this out.
They high load him.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. That's how you have to speak. Every time you get loud, it muzzles you, which we are looking for a good muzzle for you. So maybe we found it, but Jalen Hurts, 9 carries for 69 yards.
It's a solid number.
All right, this is where I want to start, and I'm going to pass this around the room.
You always start with 69.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm.
And pass it around the room.
Giggity.
All right, I want to talk about our good friend Dave Spadaro right now.
Okay.
And Spud said in preseason, this is a passing league now. This is a passing league. This is a passing league. This is a passing league. Well, it might be if you have receivers, which we apparently do not.
Might be if you have an offensive line that can protect.
Which we do not. But I'm going to tell you right now, all right, if you abandon the run, you abandon your defense. Fact. Okay? It doesn't take any time off the clock, doesn't let them rest. Tank, take it from here. Because I know, and every team that is going to be
in
the playoffs or in the hunt for a Super Bowl has a running attack. Everyone.
And before I let Diaz mess everything up, it's not that it's not a passing league, but in order for you to pass the ball, you need to run the ball. So those play action fakes actually looks like something to the defense. So you don't turn one dimensional and throw the ball 40 times and keep putting your defense back out there. It's a team game. Yes, you want to pass, but you want to make you want to keep the other side of the ball, the other guys on the other side. You want to keep them off balance. But if you constantly passing, all we got to do is roll our defensive line and not worry about the run. And then when you do run, it's moot because you got so far behind because you constantly put the defense back on the field. Now I brought this up to one of our esteemed colleagues, Rob Valivas, earlier today.
Esteemed? He's esteemed.
I brought up this scenario because the offensive line, they love running the ball. I brought up this scenario. We were mashing a team when under Andy Reid, we were mashing the team. Had got an 8 or 9 play drive where we mashed them and we scored. Defense goes out, we get a quick 3 and out. They go out and throw 3 passes in a row. If you could have heard the words of the offensive line coming off the field saying, run the damn ball. We're killing them. What are you doing? The passes and the play action fakes will be there. If you come out and pass all the time, nobody has to even make up a game plan for you. You've made yourself one dimensional and nobody has to do anything. Point blank. You won't be in the playoffs. You might win some games in the regular season, but when the dust settles, you will be at home watching like a fan, just like you are.
It seems like as soon as Doug Peterson gets down, it could be by 1, it could be 3, it could be 7.
He passed! Gotta pass!
Now, one of my other esteemed colleagues, I was talking to Wilbur Montgomery today.
Okay, now he's esteemed.
I was talking to him earlier today.
You're going to have to learn the definition. You keep using that word. I'm not sure you know what it means.
Well, so I was talking to Wilbur. You know, Wilbur has been in some offensive rooms, and he said what goes on in the offensive room is they abandon a run so quickly when they don't realize that's what makes you be able to pass. You know, you get those spaces in between those linebackers because you're running and you're slobber knocking the defense. Nothing demoralizes an opposing defense more than when you're getting your ass whooped on the run. And then you can't do anything versus the pass because you're trying to stop the run. So that's when you do pass. and when I be yelling back and forth with Diaz as Buds, you guys act like you're just supposed to come out there and sling the pill around. That's not true, though.
What you guys say is you need to run the ball. But it's the way defense have changed, and I know you know everyone knows this. It's you get more yards when you pass. You score more points when you pass. That doesn't mean never run the ball. And that doesn't mean what Doug did the other day where he completely abandoned it. You're right. They go down 4 points and he's like, never again. We're going to pass all over. It doesn't mean never run, but you have to be able to pass. It's like you have to be able to pass to win in this league. You can't just run the ball and win.
It's
the league. Well, hold up. One stat here. The NFL team leader in rushing this year is Baltimore Ravens at 177 yards per game. That would rank them last if that was their passing. Well, Baltimore's good. They run the ball.
Are they not in the playoffs?
Yes, but to be in the playoffs, you have to be able to do both. You can't just you're not going there. There's you can say, well, look at Tennessee. Okay, look at Baltimore. Great. Look at the other 12 playoff teams. Can they pass the ball? Most pass the ball better than other teams. You could be a running team and you could have Derrick Henry, freaking nature Lamar. But it's a passing league. The rules have changed to allow that. And it's not never run. It's you have to be able to pass. What Doug's doing is wrong in all directions.
Now, I commend you on a little bit of what you said, but to get back into both of those playoff games, what did the Kansas City Chiefs do? They ran the ball. You have to be able to run the ball so the play action works, so you can get the linebackers up. You cannot come out and just throw the pill around like y'all talking about. And you're right. You do have to be able to pass, too, but I feel like you need to be able to run first because nothing
Oh, my God, you guys are both arguing. You need a balanced freaking offense.
Thank you.
All right.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I guess that clears up a lot of stuff.
Thanks. I think, you're welcome.
I think we're looking at it like this, like Doug forgets about the run when he starts to lose. How about the fact that he forgot the run after he hit an 81-yard touchdown pass down the field to DeSean Jackson, which, by the way, you're a jackass, DeSean, for the front flip into the end zone, and I don't think he played another snap the rest of the game because he was sore.
I think he re-injured his ankle.
Sore. Yeah, I think he hurt his sore. Head. So if I'm the Eagles, I'm not suiting him up in week 17 because you don't want him to re-injure himself even further if you do suit him up, because then you might have to guarantee his contract for next year with the injury, or at least
so
pay him an injury buyout.
Does that mean that DeSean has done something stupid on flips against the Cowboys? Not once, but twice.
It might be more than
that. Was it a flip, or was it just flipping the ball before he got across the line?
No, didn't he?
He did the turnaround fallback in the end zone, I think.
Okay,
but the one time he dropped the ball at the line, and we were lucky enough that one of our players hopped.
Westbrook
realized it was
Wes Breed.
In case anybody didn't realize what took place there, the reason you didn't see DeSean after that play is because he re-injured himself when he did the flip.
Yeah.
So the smartest thing you can do after an ankle injury is put a lot of stress on the ankle by immediately flipping very quick and hard and jamming that your cleat right into the grass.
Dancing in the tunnel like an idiot.
Yeah.
Russ Taylor just wanted to let you guys know that Embiid's back on the court.
Hold on a second. Could you please speak into the microphone when you say that?
Russ Taylor just wanted me to let you know that Embiid is back on the court.
You're not on the microphone. You keep moving away from it. Get in front of the microphone and stay there.
Man. He's so mean to me. Russ Taylor just wanted me to let you know that Embiid is back on the court.
There you go. Good work.
Can you teach me some basketball?
Scary.
Will you teach me to basketball?
Doug is frustrating on so many levels because you have a rookie quarterback out there in his third start.
Can you teach me to football?
I love it. Love it. He's got a rookie quarterback out there in his third start, his fourth game played. And in this, let's look at these stats are courtesy of Ruben Frank, okay? Jalen Hurts in his three starts. In the first half, he is 34 for 54, 63% completion percentage, 5 touchdowns, no picks, 123.2 passer rating, 10.1 yards per rush, 54 points scored for the team. In the second half, 36 for 74, 49% completion percentage, 1 touchdown, 3 picks, 58.3 passer rating, 3.6 yards per rush, and 13 points total scored. Now, Hollis, this seems to be a trend with Doug, because as the game goes on, not only does he forget about the run, and running the football, he also forgets to make adjustments at the half, which continues to kill us.
And you know what, in the second half,
and takes us out of games.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask you. Does it also have the stat where our running back has been killing in the first half, and he gets like minimal touches the second half?
8 carries in the first quarter this past game, and 7 total touches.
Rest
of the game.
Yes,
there is no excuse for that.
And
who is your biggest weapon on offense?
Yeah, the running back.
The running back.
Yeah, exactly.
And you seldom use him. This is why you can't bring him back. You cannot bring Doug back because he does not know how to utilize these weapons. Diaz, go.
This is the one thing, too, that I wanted to point out where I would agree with everyone here about rushing. Dallas had the worst rushing defense in the entire league.
32nd. Yes.
And it, run the ball. Like, this is their weak point. You have a running quarterback. You have a good running back. Run. You had the lead.
No, Diaz, no. You have to understand, the whole thing is to outthink your opponent. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Howie trying to outthink the rest of the front offices in football with his draft picks.
You teach me to draft?
It's kind of like drafting Danny Watkins, thinking he's going to come and beat up grown men when he's been beaten up on kids.
Hey, man. Hey, he could.
JJ Arcega-Whiteside. Nobody knows about this guy.
Oh,
Jalen Reagor, who you could have gotten in the second round instead of taking the obvious Justin Jefferson.
Oh, God.
Which I have stats on that, by the way.
Yeah, go ahead. Give it to me.
You talk about Justin Jefferson, look up T. Higgins, too. He's going to have 1,000 yards.
Here's the thing. Jalen Reagor with stats versus the wide receivers drafted after him. He has 27 catches for 351 yards, one touchdown, and 13 yards per catch. Jefferson, 79 catches, 1,267 yards, and 7 touchdowns, 16 yards per catch. Ayuk, who went to the Niners, 60 catches, 809 yards, 5 touchdowns, 12.5 yards per catch. Higgins, 61 catches, 809 yards, 5 touchdowns, 13.3 yards per catch. And Claypool, which we all seem to remember him,
awesome.
53 catches, 718 yards, 8 touchdowns, 13.5 yards per catch. Guys, this is a disgrace. You could have gotten this guy in the second round if you really wanted him that bad.
You said
he has one touchdown. Now, that's a special teams touchdown. Yeah, does he have a receiving touchdown?
Yeah, he does have a receiving touchdown.
Okay.
To further your dismay, you know they took Freddie Mitchell when Steve Smith Sr. was still on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'd like to thank my hands
him here
for being so great.
Steve's my guy. It was one of my last years. We became pretty cool because I watched him beat. I wonder why he beat. I don't know if you remember in 2008 he beat up the cornerback on their team and broke his face. I thought that was cool.
There was a time last year I thought that Steve Smith was going to beat up Michael Irvin on the Thursday Night Football set.
Yeah,
that's a feisty little guy. Yeah, man. He doesn't board. Care. Him and Mushin Muhammad, they were great wide receivers.
No, that was my guy too, Moose. Yeah, I still talk to a lot of the Carolina Panthers.
That's an esteemed colleague right there.
Yeah, that's an esteemed colleague. But Wilbur Montgomery says that we don't need to abandon the run so quickly. A lot of coordinators do that because they want to slap themselves on the back about outsmarting the opposing team.
Well, you know the press tells this, the media tells this to Doug every single week, and he goes, oh, well, maybe I'll add that to my game plan the following week. Like a condescending jackass. Like, for the love of God, Doug, like, if the media sees it and the fans see it, that's the part that's frustrating about this, is you have Dumb and Dumber that are heading this franchise right now. One can draft.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
One can draft.
Couldn't have timed that any better.
He can't pick people that are staring him right in the face. Yeah. He signs terrible free agent contracts like Javon Hargrave and Malik Jackson.
Yeah, that's where
we're not getting there yet.
I know you.
Stay on the topic.
I'm staying on the topic. They need to get fired.
Well, you know what they need to do.
I see Kyle wrapping it up, and I'm like,
well, then you're a punch. Three punches. You should change your name outside from Mighty Sharp to the Three Punches.
Everybody, with it. Everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. We will. Oh, brought to you by Bud Light. Sorry, we'll be back right after this. All right, everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia, brought to you by Bud Light. It's time for a sack attack. Sort of.
Yeah, there's not much to be ticked off about. Tonight.
There's not much to be ticked off about, but except for me not paying attention to this song and the. Yeah. Cure Auto Insurance, Fox Sports The Gambler.
Yeah, nice.
There we go. There, trying to fix that real quick. Phillies made a move. Talk.
Yep, they made a move, finally, to try and fix the worst bullpen in 90 years. After last season, they made a move by trading for Jose Alvarado, left-hander out of the bullpen. Guy averages over 97 miles per hour on his fastball. 25-year-old from the Tampa Bay Rays, because it looks like the Rays are dumping everybody. These aren't moves. This is not a move quite like what the San Diego Padres are doing, who made two blockbuster deals with Blake Snell and Hugh Darvish over the last few days.
Yikes.
God bless their hearts, and it looks like the Rays are already starting to turn the table. Get the Game 6 of the World Series and let's just start the fire sale. Oh, it's a typical Florida World Series thing that they do. Florida Team World Series thing that
like,
they do.
Like the Marlins?
Like the Marlins, yeah. Absolutely. Let's just get rid of everybody that got us there. But This guy, he's coming off of left shoulder inflammation last year.
Good injury, bro.
Listen, hey, man, Dombrowski is doing anything to try, and you're getting him kind of on the cheap. Okay. They only had to give up one prospect. It was a three-team deal. They traded away a guy that went out to L.A., and L.A. sent two of their prospects over to Tampa. I don't even want to sit here and look into what the Phillies gave up because it's not even worth it. It's not even a guy I've heard in their farm system. So, but the guy that they got, he has high power stuff.
Okay.
He has a very heavy sinker. That's his best pitch. Mm-hmm. So, which plays well in Citizens Bank Park to be a ground ball pitcher with a sinker. And he has a high strikeout rate per nine. So, but also you got to be a little bit leery that his walk rate is a little bit high.
Yeah.
But if you have 97 mile per hour cheese and you have a heavy sinker, you can get yourself into double plays and get yourself out of quick innings with a strikeout.
Now, you being an avid Phillies fan, I'm a Phillies fan too. But you know, I grew up in the baseball heaven, St. Louis, Missouri. You know, good thing
about it. Yeah, I want to take a piss on baseball heaven.
I'm sure you do. Don't be angry.
2011. But go ahead.
Good things.
Mazel.
So what?
Sam's starting to sit back. She's expecting.
It was a quick question. Are you being a fan? What will they do to open your eyes? What can they do to open your eyes? Because to me, I'm gonna give you what that. I feel like if they go out and get some better pitching, I feel like that would open my eyes a little bit and quit crying broke. I feel like our bullpen totally sucked last year. Totally sucked donkey balls. It's like after you left our starters, it was like a crapshoot.
Listen, there's a big difference between saying something sucks, mm-hmm. and then looking at the numbers and actually knowing that it sucked. So like you can't go in the next season with what you had from this past season. You just can't do it. You have to improve the bullpen, and you're going to have to buy low in certain aspects. Like, this guy is 25 years old. He has a high ceiling. He's had success in the league over the course of his 4 years. So, in my opinion, this is a good deal for what the Phillies are looking to do. Now, do I want the big, sexy name? Absolutely. I want somebody that's going to anchor the back end of his bullpen and put Neris in the seventh or eighth inning where he belongs.
Okay.
He is not a closer. So that, to me, will excite me. Mm-hmm. Dombrowski has a track record of bringing in closers, guys.
Joe Hader.
That can anchor it.
Josh Hader.
Bill
Hader?
What? Bill Hader?
Now, that right there will move me from 6 to midnight, sir. Okay. But they also need to re-sign JT Realmuto, because not only are you losing the best catcher in baseball if he signs elsewhere, which the Phillies have technically, from what I've heard, they haven't technically made an offer to him, but they have been in talks with him. So I think that no matter what happens,
I would be shocked.
I would be shocked if he goes anywhere now.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
You think he's staying here?
I think with the Mets taking McCann, with the Mets going out on and going with a cheaper option,
did he lose his value after that?
He lost a lot of value because who are the people that are going to go after him?
Yeah.
The Red Sox aren't spending money right now. They're trying to cut payroll. The Cubs are starting to rebuild. The White Sox have a lot of money already invested in players. The Yankees have Gary Sanchez. Now, I don't know if they're sold on Sanchez anymore, but there's no rumor of the Yankees getting involved. But I'll tell you what, there's a good relationship between JT's agent and Dombrowski, and right now, his options are few and far between. I don't think I think there's a reason why the Phillies haven't put any offers on the table as far as numbers are concerned, because they know right now that they have the leverage with him. So that's another move right there, because you're going to have the best catcher in baseball, and also at the same time, that's your cleanup hitter. That's a guy that goes right in the middle of your lineup,
right,
protects Bryce Harper. You don't know what Reese Hoskins is going to be when you plug him back into this lineup.
Okay?
The guy's coming off of Tommy John surgery.
What's going on?
Who's that?
Hold on.
Reese, yeah.
But it's not as paramount for
a I was
every
burping
day.
Up General Cho's chicken.
Okay, I was going to say, are you okay?
I'm a little hungry.
You sounded a little in pain there.
Listen, having Tommy John surgery for a first baseman isn't as big of a deal as it is, obviously, for a pitcher. But what's Reese going to be when he gets back? And he wasn't even that great to begin with. He had a few good weeks there.
He's Moneyball, dude.
But guess what?
Gets on base.
That doesn't do anything.
Did he lead the league in walks before he did, right? 2 years in a row.
He's a walk machine. He's right up there.
Not what you want him to be after being in the home run derby against Bryce Harper.
I need him to hit 30 to 35 home runs a year.
You want to think about that second? You think you got Reese Hoskins and Bryce Harper, who had one of the greatest home run derby one-on-one competitions to end the thing, and you can't get more than how many home runs out of both of them?
50.
Well, this past year, you couldn't expect really high numbers because you only played 60 games. But the year before, you got 34 out of Bryce, and I think you got around 35 out of Reese. You need more, though. I mean,
yeah, you need at least 60.
In 2019, 65. When everybody was hitting 45, 50 home runs easily. It's, you know, this team right here, though, they still have some moves to make. And I still say that, like, in my eyes, they're still a last-place team.
Where is the league right now as far as spring training goes?
They are still set to report in mid-February. Now, I don't know how that's going to transpire because the owners aren't really interested in coming back and paying for 162 games of players if you don't have fans in the stands. A lot of this is going to – you're going to see over the next couple months how things, like, pick up with the vaccine.
I'm going to be watching it from the Latin League.
And that's fine. That's fine.
But, I'm going to be over there for a few weeks.
but you're gonna see how things like baseball really hasn't announced anything yet. You know, like obviously we just got basketball back, football still full steam ahead. Hockey is going to start. The Flyers start on January 13th at 5:30 against the Penguins. They already have everything set up for a 56 game schedule. Baseball really hasn't announced anything yet because, like I said, the owners are looking for a more shorter season. If it comes down to no fans in the stands and having to pay these guys top dollar, $35 million for a Mike Trout when no one's there.
Adam Gilmore says they're talking no season until May at the earliest. Don't bank on spring training in February.
Well, at last they've reported is they're looking at having spring training in February like they always do. But these things are scheduled to change. Yeah. We've seen it with the other sports too.
Well, I still think 4th of July is when everything is back to normal.
Can I do a quick
100%
sack attack here?
Sure.
So I just want to call this out to the forefront, okay, about one of our arch rivals in the city, because I mentioned the Pittsburgh Penguins, okay? They are the only...
My buddy Ben Nadai got zucked for 30 days for saying that his to one of his buddies... You suck, you're a Penguins fan, and you have a low IQ.
What?
Got zucked for 30 days. You know what that is, right?
Zucked. Yeah, zucked. Yins would be correct.
Oh, is that Facebook jail?
Yeah.
Quimby's a regular attendee.
I'm not even saying anything. You should have seen what I wanted to say about the Kardashian show earlier. Oh,
The Pittsburgh Penguins are the only Big Four sports team. This is crazy, Flyers Nation. In the U.S., who received a loan.
Wait, start over?
The Pittsburgh Penguins are the only Big Four sports team in the U.S. who received a loan, $4.82 million, through the Paycheck Protection Program authorized by the CARES Act, which is designed for small businesses. I was going to say designated, but...
it's for small businesses.
Mm-hmm. Small businesses. Well, the Penguins are valued at $650 million. Listen... I'm sick and tired of the Pittsburgh Penguins. You horses' asses should have been in Kansas City and been the Kansas City Penguins a long time ago if Super Mario didn't come along and save your franchise and then get you guys those three valuable draft picks in a row because you guys suck so freaking bad and you guys wound up getting Big Nose freaking Malkin, Sidney Whining Crybaby Crosby.
Be careful,
and
you might get zucked.
Andre Fleury. Hey, man, I've only cursed once on the show, and it's because I said the S show instead of a crap show. I'm sick and tired of the Pittsburgh Penguins. You bunch of schmucks sitting here acting all hard and heavy with your Stanley Cups. And, oh, man, well, we've won this many with Sidney. Listen, screw you guys. That money right there, you should be giving it away to small businesses in the Pittsburgh area that support your jackasses when you guys eventually will suck again when Crosby finally retires. And I look forward to that day because then, at that point, you will realize your true identity and move to Kansas City where you should have been for the last 20 years.
Thank you.
Did they call them tasty cakes?
Tank, I'm glad I'm next to you today.
Well, I'm not angry today. No need because I don't have to.
You didn't look anybody. Like you're choking her out like you were last week.
I wasn't going to choke her out. She wasn't the object of. She wasn't the object.
She was just within reach.
Yeah, she was just all she had to do was get out of the
of that condor wings band.
if Diaz were sitting there, I probably would have poked you just a little bit more to where you would have killed him before you got to me.
Hey, Tyre.
Thank you.
Tyre out the bear,
thank
huh?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Exactly. All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. We are going to take a short 2 minute and 48 second break. I'm sorry, Green Legion Radio brought to you by Bud Light. When we come back, fly or buy, baby. Fly or buy, a special Diaz segment coming up on current Eagles players, whether or not owner Jeffrey Lurie is going to fly them out of town or buy their contract again for next year. We're all going to discuss this. We're also going to have Ask the Panel. I hope Samantha has been doing it. You only have two questions so far. That's all right.
I've got two if we need to fill in.
Good, good. Then we have more Kick-Ass or Jackass to get to. Oh, yeah, Daniel Snyder, you're not out of the crosshairs, my friend. We'll be back on Green Legion Radio right after this. All right, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, brought to you by Bud Light. Embarrassing moment number one of close to the new year. Oklahoma State players trying to find their coach with the Gatorade.
Yeah, they're trying to find Mike Gundy. He's a man, and he's 40.
I'm 40 years old. I'm a man. Come
out Gatorade. It was Cheez-Its.
It was Cheez-Its.
For the Cheez-It Bowl.
Was it Cheez-Its?
Yeah. Oh,
God, that's awful.
He has one of the most amazing
you
moments.
You have got to be kidding.
Hey, it's the Cheez-It Bowl.
Call it the Cheesy Bowl.
Yeah, Cheesy.
Better than Cheesy.
Well, speaking of cheesy, let's get to Diaz now with his
perfect. Aww. Bum-bum-bum.
Abracadabra.
Diaz.
All love from the panel over there. Well, jeez.
I stuck up for you.
Remember, you can't yell into your computer microphone. It'll muzzle you.
I will
you.
Not be yelling. I'm going to be talking peacefully and calm.
Hey, Diaz, I will let you know that the only member of Diaz Nation, Captain Demps, has just joined us just to hear you talk.
Oh, Captain, he's the president of Diaz Nation. He's also the prime minister, secretary of state, and most importantly, treasurer. So we're excited to have Captain William Demps defending our nation and defending Diaz Nation. It's much, much appreciated.
Oh, my God. Shut up and get to your bit.
All right. So, I thought this would be a good idea. The season's kind of wrapping up. We're already looking to 2021.
Kind of.
What's really shocking is I was going through the roster of the current 2020 Philadelphia Eagles roster and then looking who's on the books for 2021. Ugh. And not as many guys as you'd think. And the current salary cap salaries for 2021 are $260 million, which is like $70 million over. It's ridiculous. It's not looking good. It's going to be a long time until we're good.
Now, Diaz, why don't you do this? Instead of asking us all of our opinion on fly or buy, why don't you ask us like one guy per, like Quimby with a guy, Hollis with a guy?
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good. And what I'm going to do is I'll let you know if what is cap hit or dead cap money. If you say bye, then
I'm not going to say it like that. But
fly or buy, he can say it like however he wants. All right, here we go. I'm going to start with some easy ones here. All right, I'll start with Big Man Hollis. On the books for next year, Alshon Jeffrey for $18 million cap hit or $10 million of dead cap if you cut him.
Bye.
$10 million out the drain. I got you. All right, that's good.
Yeah.
Damn, man. How about here's one for Quimby. Javon Hargrave.
Bye. You found out very fast what happens when Fletcher Cox is not on the field.
Boom.
All right. And you $28 million to Malik Jackson and Javon Hargrave this year, and neither one can perform at all unless the big man is out there. See ya.
I
hear you. If you cut both of them, if you cut just Javon Hargrave, that's $22 million of dead cap next year. Ooh, he's whatever. Not going anywhere.
He's not
$22 million. Yeah, that would be a record.
Dear
that
Lord.
Would be a record.
Yeah, he'll be back.
Well, we haven't gotten to Carson Wentz yet, have we?
Cutting Malik Jackson would be 12. So those two guys will cost you 34 of dead cap next year.
God, they'll be
not
here.
Good. All right, Super Sam. One of your favorite that you pretend the microphone is. How about our man DeSean Jackson?
Bye. Goodbye.
It's right. It's really not fair to ask her that question. She cannot stand DeSean Jackson.
Didn't want him back. Don't want him now.
What's the dead cap on that when you cut him, Dean?
$5.8 million. It's not that bad.
No, it's not that. It's this.
$5.8 million.
I don't know what that means, but I'm still laughing.
Crips, baby.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. Leave that alone.
Here's one for you, my man. Here's the Gobbler. Derek Barnett, Flyer by.
What are the numbers?
That's a great one, actually.
Yeah, it's a great one.
As a matter of fact, Diaz, I think on this one, I'd like you to allow the panel to answer that.
That's true, and I'll give you guys the numbers afterwards. Go start with Gobbler, gobble it up, and then go around the circle.
I like the way he's been playing this year, and him not being on the field on Sunday definitely showed. I like the way he's improved. I would say buy him.
I think he's soft. This guy's always hurt, and then he plays dirty when he's out there. He's played well in spurts, but is he worth the money that you're going to pay him? And are you going to have the proper coaching that's going to use him the best way possible? Now, I'm going to say buy just because you have no pass rushers outside of Josh Sweat and Brandon Graham next year if you look at the rest of your defensive line. But in all reality, man, next year is put up or shut up. After that, man, then at that point, you got to fly.
But I say bye, mainly because I don't want to see another one of our guys that we've groomed go somewhere else and flourish. And this is the type of guy that does that. And he's a student of the game. He has been dubbed as a dirty player. And the injury, I'd rather be dubbed as a dirty player than everybody walking around like I'm their buddy. I don't want you. You're not my friend, especially if you're on another team. So I love that.
Sam.
I don't know the numbers on him yet, but I would say bye. For sure, because you can't get rid of everybody.
It's not a matter of getting rid of everybody to me. I actually was a huge scrutinizer of Derek Barnett. And I'll be honest with you, I'd like to see him back for another year. I want to see what he can do. Finish his rookie contract out, fifth year. He only had one really dirty play this year.
Yeah, but he was a scrutinizer for good reason, because it was all stupid stuff.
Well, I mean, I think he has 7 or 8 sacks on the season.
Yeah.
He's been part of a lot. He's playing the run better than he has. He's maturing as a player. Now, he's not that immediate impact player that you want to see out of your 14th or 15th pick in the NFL draft, but it's also the 14th or 15th pick in the NFL draft. Once you get past 10, it's crapshoot.
He's always played I'll give him credit too. His rookie year, he's always played the run very well.
I see an evolution, and I would like to see at least one more year. Yeah. See where it goes.
He's on the fence, but beggars can't be choosers. You don't have that many DNs. Right. That's why I think you got to give him another shot. Right.
And another reason is to piggyback on what you just said. I hate the fact that we've groomed this kid, and I feel like he's about to have that season that everybody's like, oh, okay, now I see why they drafted him. I feel like that's his season coming up, because he's got a little bit, got rid of a little bit.
Well, I want to see what he looks like in a contract year.
I want to see that too. But I want to see what he does in a contract year, and he gets rid of, remember, the things that you were criticizing him for.
Right.
Those type of things. Once he gets rid of those, and once he realizes what he could do in a defense as somebody who utilizes them well.
Diaz, what do you think? We want to know your opinion is.
This one was interesting, and I'm going off SpotTrack's results here. They've got everyone in every league. His cap hit next year, keeping him, would be $10.5 million, but it's zero for dead cap money.
Ooh.
If he's cut. So
he might be gone just because of money.
For all the reasons you guys said, and also, Quimby, you just cut Malik Jackson and Javon Hargrave for $34 million in cap. You're going to need spending 10.5 on Derek Barnett.
Give Hassan Ridgeway the max.
Oh, God, no.
I have never, ever, ever said that I was frugal, sir.
Well,
After all, he is paying you, Diaz.
You get caught up. Hey, listen.
By the way, you know what the best part about the last two shows have been? Everybody's got a check except you.
Hey, you can just forward it over to the Department of the Treasury, Captain Will Demp, so take care of it for us. But that makes it interesting, though. If he is there's no dead cap money there. I mean, he's going to come back. I assume they're going to come back. But some of these numbers here, like, let's move on to it. Let's just do a couple more here.
No, this is great, man. This is a great segment. We got plenty of time. Right, let's go.
Zach, here we go. Here's your boy. What's his name? Well, I forget what we call him, Mr. Softy. Andre Dillard.
What's the number on that?
Well, you cut him. It's zero. It's dead cap. It's zero money, right?
$3.3 million in salary next year, or a $7.3 million in dead cap.
What?
You cut him.
Wow. It's just
the signing bonus. The signing bonus gets spread out the life of the contract.
Right.
Listen, as much as I know Hollis is not a fan, Big Puddin. I will say this. I don't think there's anything wrong with going into next season with having him and Mailata battling it out in competition.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second. Let's talk about that real fast. All right.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Well, I spent most of Sunday watching Jordan. That's what I was focusing on. I wasn't focusing on the ball carrier. Right. I wasn't focusing. All right. Gregory got around him. Once or twice.
Yeah, he got destroyed the one time.
But outside of that, you can't get around him.
Nope.
He's a house. He's a barn. He's straight up, you couldn't hit the broad side of a barn. He is the broad side of a barn.
He's a mansion.
He is huge.
The benefit here about Mailata, though, is Mailata has proven that he can play both the left side and the right side. And listen, I don't know about you guys, but I'm a little worried about Lane. Because when I hear that your ankle collapses and you've been dealing with this injury since 2018, that right there doesn't give me much confidence about what to expect out of Lane moving forward, especially when he just signed that big deal.
Hey, don't worry, man. We got Matt Pryor.
God, no.
that gives me more room for a reason for worry.
But to what you were saying about Lane, he hadn't had the surgery yet, so I think he's just been staving it off because I've had those injuries where you kind of
trying not to get cut.
Trying not to get opened up by the man. And he caught up with him.
Cut is a bad word. Try not to get sliced.
Sliced and diced up by the guy.
But I don't think there's anything wrong.
But you know what? There is your medical and training staff not doing what they're supposed to do. Get in there, get it done, get it cleaned up, be ready for next year.
Boom, shakalaka, number one chief rocker.
Yeah, so Diaz, bye. Bye.
No.
You say bye-bye, all right.
No,
he's saying bye.
I'm saying bye.
Oh, yeah. You're buying it. Yeah, bye. Okay, all right. All right, that's good. What was interesting about you said about Lane, something I was not aware of, other than Carson, which we know. Lane is, Lane's injured and his, they're not going to cut him, but it's $39 million dead cap if they did. So, that's a lot of money.
Is that more than if they trade Carson? If they traded Carson, it would be 34, right?
59. It's dead cap 59. 59. If they cut him next season. Yeah. If they cut him,
if they trade him, it's 34. Right.
Yeah, they don't have the trade
which would still be $12 million more than any other player in NFL history because Antonio Brown was $22 million just for the Steelers to get rid of him.
Yep.
Yeah, this is
insane.
All right, we're starting to find out something here where we all thought Howie knew how to manage the cap. Maybe not so much.
This cap is so dead that you're not going to have much.
Diaz, continue, please.
Yeah, let me give you guys some numbers about exactly where we are. So
No. We want a few more players.
Oh, four more players. And then I'll wrap it up with the overall cap hit. Okay. All right, we're going to talk about guys that are not under contract next year. So think about how they played, whether you fly or buy, whether we offer them a contract. Who knows, how it goes. So we're starting off with Green Legion Radio Bump recipient, Vinny Curry.
Fly.
Well, you know what? Vinny will probably come pretty inexpensive.
Yeah.
And considering you don't have somebody backing up Brandon Graham right now, if you keep Derek Barnett, which they will, you got Josh Sweat, you need somebody backing up.
Why can't
Vinny Curry can play tackle as well?
That's what I was going to say. You get a guy who can play both. Who knows what you're doing? He's been there, but you also you need competition. Go ahead.
I know competition, but also at the same time, like Hollis made a career, a 15-year NFL career out of an undrafted free agent. Like why is it so hard to find somebody?
Because
like that
you don't have a football guy in the front office.
I get that, but
you got a bunch of bean counters.
So if we can see that. Why can't the owner of the damn team see that? I'm sick and tired of this, man. Like, bring in football players, young football players that are going to stay healthy. Vinny Curry's been banged up this year.
A sack attack!
It doesn't come at a high level of a salary.
What are you talking about? teach me?
It doesn't come at a high-level salary. If you bring him back on the cheap, sure. But I want young bodies in here. I want young people that are going to come in here and stay fresh and stay healthy through the season.
You know what, Zach? You and I agree on every on some things there. I want young bodies in here, too.
Yo, Zach, you said get him on the cheap. His salary was $1.3 million this year. Would you re-sign him for $1.3
million? Who?
Probably one.
Maybe, yeah.
Vinny Curry.
But you have to, you bring Vinny back.
Yeah, you give 100%. Him, you have to give him 1.3.
As a matter of fact, Vinny's engine has been running pretty hot the last few games. He's been in a lot of plays. He's had some. He's had a sack or two.
Yeah, he had a sack or two. He's a disruptive player. Like
I'm down with Vinny.
But I don't want him.
And go Marshall.
I don't want him keeping young guys off the field that could potentially make an impact and be.
Who do you have?
Yeah, I'll wait.
Find somebody.
I'll wait.
Wait. Hold on a second. That is a tall order with this current executive staff, my friend.
Why are we going to fire Doug? Why are we going to fire Doug? Look, we know what we have. You find somebody. People get paid for this crap.
Diaz, one more minute, bro. So either you give us another player, or you wrap up what you want to say here.
All right. So I'll give you one more. Our buddy, Green Legion Radio Bump recipient, Alex Singleton.
Keep him.
Keep him. Yeah, oh, most definitely, yes.
He's from the CFL, dude. He's so much more appreciative being down here with American women.
It's all kick ass. Kick ass all the way. Yeah. Let me wrap this up, though. What's interesting is they tell, you know, we all know about the cap problems. What they do show is totals of dead cap money going forward into next year. Surprisingly, there's only $500,000 of dead cap that's moved forward to next year as of now before restructuring. The total of cap allocations for next year is $260 million, leading it $82 million on the defensive line. So your Javon Hargrave, Malik Jackson, I can't imagine they're going to go anywhere because that's where all the money, like, you're going to be at dead cap already with those guys, and to pay money to replace them, unless. Who do we get in the fifth pick? Is there a defensive lineman, a Chase Young that we can get there? I don't know.
I don't like picking D linemen that early because they're not hungry enough. They're not big kitties. Yeah, they turn into big kitties, big puddings.
By the way, what's up? It's interesting coming up Second Street, north to south,
right,
which is the only way it runs,
right,
and you go back by Malik Jackson's. Gym.
Oh, is that his gym?
Right next to the jazz place, which I'll never go to. and they have Malik Jackson written all over the front of the gym.
Oh, God.
And they spell it M-A-L-E-E-K.
What?
Yeah, what is right.
Swear to God.
It's not spelled like that on
No. So I've always gone, kind of turned my head like a dog that hears a sound it doesn't understand. Yeah.
We got all kind of. They're estimating the cap's going to be around 180 next year, and we are at 260. It's going to be a dark year next year.
Well,
not really.
Hey, guess what? Don't worry about it. We'll be in Vegas, and there's no way that we will play in Seattle next year because of the record equivalent game with the NFC West. It's either San Francisco again, Arizona again. Or it could even be the Rams.
Wait a minute.
I hate to
interrupt here. You can do it.
It's going to be Punta Cana again because it's either Detroit or Minnesota. We travel to the NFC North. We host the NFC West. Whoa. Sorry. So Detroit or Minnesota next year. We can have our good friend Jimmy run. He can run the Minnesota tailgate. And we go to Punta Cana. That sounds like the
Quimby plan. Just went from midnight to six.
Sorry, buddy. I've been following it along on the Instagram at Green Legion. You can check it out.
The old
unfortunately,
Instagram.
That's where we're going.
They say apparently Diaz is right. Somebody else just said.
Yeah,
that doesn't
we
happen
have the
often.
Last place. What? We host the last place NFC West. We travel to the last place NFC North next year.
Kyle,
and then there's going to be a set. There's going to be a 17th game they just passed, and we're going to play an AFC division finisher. So the last place and whoever we get matched up with. So maybe we get to what's a nice AFC destination? Nashville? Nah, they're winning. They're
Houston.
Going to be in the playoffs.
Huh?
It might be
Houston. There you go. Houston's gorgeous.
Just be prepared.
It might be the Jets.
Well. me.
Kel, I was going to tell you to write this time down, 9:32, because not only did we have to do that, but Diaz was right.
We got to cut it out.
This day in history, Mike Boom Boom Diaz.
Why have I been living...
Go figure. You know better, Quimby. When it comes to sports, you got to text me or call me, and I'll tell you what's going on.
I can't wait to fire you. And because of the bad news that you decided to give me tonight... Because
the good news is you're fired.
Oh, no, it's just like old times. Yeah. I haven't been fired in a month.
He's like, good, now I don't have to go to Detroit next year.
Everybody, we got an Ask the Panel segment we got to get through before this break. Sam, apparently we have a few questions. Let's go. What's question number one and from who?
This one's from Adam Gilmore, and he says, if we end up with the fifth pick, where do you think we go, and is Howie at the helm?
Devontae Smith.
I was going to say Alabama.
Yep.
Devontae Smith or Patrick Surtain II.
Jamar Chase or whatever.
Yeah, like seriously, like those are the players in that area that you have to go.
And it's a couple.
So
of
So you are not drafting a quarterback.
You already got too much money tied up in a quarterback. You have a quarterback race next year, and hopefully Carson gets his head off his rump and wins the quarterback race back. But you have to get an impact player defensively, point blank. Our secondary, besides Darius Slay, and they go after whoever else is on the other side, it sucks. Our linebacker core, they stink. We already got too much money wrapped up in the D-line. We need a secondary impact player, point blank. Because who do we look to? We don't look to anybody.
Jalen Mills.
Right.
Oh, no. Omar Epps. Not Omar.
Marcus. The good thing about this, too, is when you finish this low, you get a first-round pick that's top five, top six, right? But then the second round, it's almost as good as a first-round pick.
Nah, I'm going to go off the rail here. A lot of people have been asking. Okay.
You're not. Okay. You're going on to the next question.
I was
going to
piggyback off of that because Mike Davis said, do we go for a stud receiver or an O-line?
Yeah, they'll get a stud receiver from, like, Liberty.
Oh, God. Or Coastal Carolina.
Don't even, because you guys suck for bringing that up, man. I literally said Coastal Carolina was going to come out and demolish Liberty. But you know what? You know what's interesting about that bowl game? And sorry, Mike Davis, we'll get back on that. Interesting part is that Liberty did not go undefeated because of a blocked field goal against NC State. They would have been 10-0. And Coastal Carolina does not go 12-0 because Liberty blocks a field goal.
Does NC State have any stud wide receivers we can get at number 5?
Yeah, right?
Diaz. If we're going back...
Quimby, I'm surprised you wouldn't go for Liberty with the whole pool boy... holding situation. I thought you'd be supportive of that.
Are you allowed to say that?
No.
I thought he said what he said.
What you said?
How can it's in the newspapers. That's what happened there. The president got fired because he was a cold for his wife and the pool boy.
I'm gonna have to
look
that.
That's true.
Out, but just
well, basically.
Well, thanks, Diaz. Thanks for having no volume tonight. And when you do, you screw up the entire program. Last question.
It's from Adam again. He said, if Jalen Hurts is going to be the QB moving forward, and we all agree that Dougie has to go, where do we look for a new head coach? Is Lincoln Riley on the radar due to his history with Hurts?
Sorry, Urban Meyer.
No, I don't. Oh,
no, it's just college. College. It's not that crap's not going to fold.
Lincoln Riley, in my opinion, because the guy has had success with quarterbacks where he's been at, Jalen Hurts, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray. But I'm also looking at it, too, that if Jalen Hurts is the quarterback and they do trade away Carson Wentz, Doug Peterson will be back.
Yeah, but this is what I think. I think we hire Deuce, and then we get the Lincoln guy. The Lincoln guy.
I'll take Deuce as head coach.
Yeah,
bring Lincoln in
right now.
Because if you don't change the guard, we're going to be right back in the same position we were last year. We're going to be talking about Jalen Hurts.
And here we go. Here we go. With Deuce as head coach.
Yeah.
All right. Then all of us who have supported him, if he goes awry, if something doesn't happen, we have nobody to blame
but ourselves.
Except ourselves.
Yeah. Lincoln Riley's not going to leave to be an offense coordinator in the NFL. He's going to leave. Now, what you can hope is that Lincoln Riley comes here, is the head coach, and then he promotes Deuce
to
be an offense coordinator.
And you know what else can hope? That we have enough time on our next segment here on Green Legion Radio, the 100th show on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. I want to send out a huge and sincere happy holidays to John Dorenzi from Penn Distributors. We appreciate you, brother. We'll be back on Green Legion Radio right after this. All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, brought to you by Bud Light. Thank you, Samuel, for bringing us back in. We have two more segments before our show is finished for the evening. And the last show, thank God, of 2020. Because that tire. Yeah, I hear you.
Snoozeroni.
Yeah. So we have more Kick-Ass or Jack-Ass to get to. Woo!
Yes!
And then we're gonna turn Hollis loose on the Redskins. I'm sorry, the Foreskins. The football team.
Oh, will you teach me to football?
Yes. Will you teach me to football? And, of course, the most pressing question of the evening.
So, Bobby, did they ever catch that gorilla what escaped from the zoo and punched you in the eye?
No.
How about no?
The search continues.
All right, Kick-Ass or Jack-Ass, part two. Diaz, are you with us?
Yes, I am, sir, and I have prepared a number of different Kick-Ass, Jack-Ass statements.
Excellent, yeah. Excellent. Love it. All right. So where do we end? Oh, Albert Ainsworth.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay. Now let's talk about the owner.
Jack-Ass.
Were you talking about Michael Jack-Ass?
This one probably should be saved for last. But it's just a great way to start the Daniel Snyder beatdown. Jacking up season ticket prices, then suing fans that couldn't afford them.
I wonder why the stands are half empty every season.
What is it half? With Washington teams and their half. Stadiums?
Hold on a second. I don't know. Hold on. All right. Completely inaccurate. The only game that is well attended at that stadium is the Philadelphia Eagles game each year. And with that, there might be 25% of the stadium filled. And of that 25%, 80% are Eagles fans.
That place is the biggest dump I've ever been to in any
sports venue. It's a great stadium.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
It's right there with Oakland Coliseum as the biggest dumps I've ever been in.
I was having fun.
Oh, thank you. Love you, too.
Yeah.
Mean it.
All right, so good. We got Jack-Ass there?
Yes.
Let's keep going.
That's all Jack-Ass.
7 head coaches in 13 seasons.
Damn. Kick-Ass. Keep them coming.
That's coming to an end now.
Yeah. Hey, you got to give your new head coach some time to implement a system. You know, if you're not done in half the season, you're out of here.
Yeah. Nothing better than getting the cab fare to the stadium and having to go right back around.
Steve Spurrier, baby.
Banning all signs from FedEx Field in 2009.
does the link even allow signs
yes,
in though?
Yes, they do. And sometimes they're annoying.
I'm going to say Kick-Ass on that.
The link lets you have signs because they're mostly positive when you go to the link and hold up signs. If you go to FedEx, no one has anything positive to say there.
Hey, my favorite sign of all time. It was a section over for me in 2013. Jay Cutler is just a male version of Tony Romo.
I saw that. Smoking the other day. Hilarious.
Wow.
So we're all just so everybody knows, we're going Jack-Ass entire way.
Oh, yeah.
Total disregard for the value of draft picks. Unfortunately, we might have somebody in our city that fits the same bill. firing Marty Schottenheimer after he went 8-3 as a head coach.
Why was he not 11-0?
Something else had to be going on.
Something else was happening.
Oh, yeah. And it was probably the fact that Marty confronted him and said, hey, what's going on? Because Daniel Snyder will not be contended with. Filing a lawsuit against the Washington City paper when they dared to print negative things about him.
That article is still available online. It is gold.
Plug it.
Is it really?
Google Washington City paper Daniel Snyder, and I think it's like 100 of the worst things he's done in the last 15 years. Oh, God. It is awesome. It is great. You can read it every year. I should post that before. I should post it tomorrow.
You
before
should.
The Skins game. Yeah.
Hey, see, I'm here to give you ideas.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a quick question. Is he hated more than the Knicks owner?
I don't even know who the Knicks owner is.
But they still show up to Knicks games. They don't show up to football team games.
Yeah. Football team. I don't think the Knicks owner legitimately does this to fans. Just saying.
He did put Charles Oakley out.
And Spike Lee.
And Spike Lee on national TV.
Sexual harassment conduct classes at the football team's office. I'm going with kick ass.
Can I go next? Mine's related.
Yes.
Speaking of you and Hollis taking a little trip, how about being invited on the Washington cheerleaders Costa Rica swimsuit trip?
Wait, what?
The Washington football team, the cheerleaders.
Oh yeah, I got it.
The Costa Rica trip they had to go to.
I barely remember that.
They were told to pose topless. And they invited season ticket holders, sweet holders. They were told to pose topless.
Oh, no, really?
Yes, that's right.
That's one of the reasons why they have to have that the ordeal.
Hold on a second. Kick ass.
I'm sorry.
You guys just missed out, too.
I think Quimby just became a fan of football.
Excuse me. Pura vida, amigo. Pura vida.
There's got to be some HR going around.
2008, that was. But,
you know, I noticed Quimby was wearing some burgundy tonight.
Sorry. Okay, so let's...
Whoa.
Oh, and just the name.
Okay.
Football team.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
Well, really.
You know what's embarrassing is the font that they use for the W.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, hold on a second. Way to be effing creative, Dave.
What is that, Times New Roman?
It could have been Comic Sans.
You know what it is? It's
Calibri like... Body. I don't know. But we could have gone a different way.
But peep this, though. The Tennessee Titans, they used to be the Tennessee Oilers, and they came up with Titans real quick, didn't they?
Yeah.
So what the hell was wrong with coming up with an actual name of the team?
I think it was too soon. Like it was like a month before the season, so they could like the Cleveland the artist know. Formerly is, known as the Cleveland Indians might be the Cleveland baseball team.
Hold on,
don't say Indian on the radio, please.
Sam's talking.
This debate has not been going on for 2 months. This debate has been going on for 5 years.
I know, but they didn't decide it.
Well,
until right before the season.
That's their problem. Well, this has been going on for 5 years.
You should add some names in the holster.
Hey, just remember this. I gotta get a better clip of this. There's actual volume.
Get louder.
Will you teach me to football?
How do I join the football team? Be at the tree at you, big dumb. Hey, why don't you read the flyer there, you half a meatball?
I swear to God, if you make this happen, I'll stop making out with guys in the bathroom.
I ate some popcorn.
I hope you guys
that drop what Quimby just said there.
9:50.
I am merely quoting lines from a movie,
that will not make the cut.
And I hope you guys are quoting lines from movies. Yeah, I'm just going to take you guys at your word.
You want to go outside? You want to go with Diaz's, or you want me to ask him my two questions real fast?
You guys go. You know what? Get yours out of the way, and we'll finish up with Diaz.
All right. So since we just finished up with Christmas, mm-hmm. I want to know everybody's favorite Christmas movie.
Ooh.
I'll start with mine, Jingle All the Way. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Phil Hartman, and Sinbad. You can't go wrong with that trio.
Well, I'll just go next. I'll just go Christmas Vacation because that's an all-time classic.
I am sorry. I still think it's one of the most well-written movies of all time, not just the fact that it's a Christmas-oriented movie, a Christmas story. I hate being mainstream, but I will literally watch that thing four, five, eight times.
You get an opportunity to do it for 24 hours. Old.
I like four Christmases. Because you find out that...
That's funny.
That, exactly.
Is that the Vince Vaughn one?
Vince Vaughn, where you find out his name is... She finds out his name is really Orlando, because that was a state...
Orlando. Do you like it? It's autumn sunlight.
that was the city he was conceived in. His brother's name was Denver.
Sam.
I don't have one. I don't really like.
Thanks for the input.
I'm going to use Russ Taylor's.
Way to go, Scrooge.
I'm going to use Russ Taylor's. It's Elf. So I'm going to take his.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I thought it was overrated.
I'd like to vote Jackass for this segment and get back to Daniel Snyder. but I'll just say Christmas Vacation. Let's talk more about Daniel
Hold
Snyder.
Hold on a second. Zach had one more.
I have one more. Next team to win a championship in Philadelphia will be.
Ooh.
I know you want what you want us to say.
I'm going. Hold on. No. I don't want you to say anything because no one saw the Eagles coming a few years ago. So there's no right or wrong here. But who do you honestly think is the closest, or who do you think will be the next team? Hockey's tough.
Hold on. Don't narrate after you ask the question.
I know. Shut up.
God, I hate to say it, but I think it's the Flyers.
It will not be the Flyers because they're still owned by the worst ownership group in sports, the Phillies.
Oh, whoa.
The union?
You heard it.
The union? There you go.
Did I specify 4 for 4?
Diaz, quit yelling and get closer to your damn mic.
Okay, I'll talk calmly.
There you are.
Thank you. And could you do us a favor and go get some bangs or something? Your forehead is killing me, man.
You mean his five head.
Tell him to get some bangs.
Little Manfred man over here, blinded by the light.
Yeah, seriously.
I would do the Flyers, though.
Flyers? Sam?
Wings.
Yeah. All right. You and the union and the rest. Diaz, what do you think?
Over the next 3 years, 4 years, I'd say Sixers. Over the next decade, Flyers.
So you think the Sixers are going to win the next title? Because we weren't looking for... A weather report. All right, we were looking for the next team to win a championship in the city.
I think the Sixers have the best chance over the short term, but if I don't think they're going to win one in 3 or 4 years. Over the next decade, I think the Flyers will. They have all those young goons. All the young goons.
We'll put you down for Phillies.
Well, all right, good, and it's good to hear that you like young dudes. Go ahead, Diaz. What do you want to talk about with Daniel Snyder?
I'll keep talking if you want me to, or you want to pass it to Hollis or someone else.
No, it's your floor right now, baby.
Your floor, buddy.
All right, I'd like to go back to the kick-ass Jackass.
That's what we're doing. Yes, let's go.
For Daniel Snyder, I would like to know your opinion on the quote-unquote decades-long season ticket waiting list that they had from 1999 to 2017. Decades to wait, folks. Decades as they tarped off the upper bowl. That was great. What do you think, kick-ass or jackass?
Oh, it's kick-ass. There's nothing better than making sure that is... Hold on. Come back to me. Ask everybody else.
Hollis, what do you got?
Kick-ass? I guess it's kick-ass because... was it a decade's wait? I don't think those tickets were hard to get.
That's what they said. You know, their stadium was full all the time. It was very hard to get tickets.
No, stadium was not filled all the time. I played there a bunch.
Anyway, I had to set this up. There was no way I could do this. Sorry. Go. Everybody go. Because I'm going to tell you the greatest, I'm going to give you the greatest comparison/analogy to Daniel Snyder's season ticket waiting list.
Jackass. Go ahead.
Now, I don't know what's worse, the stadium or their old fight song, Fight for Old D.C. God, I hate it. Oh, my God. And then the first time I ever went there, we ticked off the people up at the top of the hill, Quimby, and you told us not to do anything, and a guy throws a beer.
A bottle.
He doused him with a cup of beer. And then
who he did that to? Steak. Mike Stepke.
Yo, he goes ahead.
And Steak Steak looked at me. He's like, go go. Get him.
Dude. And then,
and Steak just went off.
Quillish. I take my wife by her hoodie, and I'm throwing her, like, away as people like start throwing food at us. And then, like, I'm walking into the stadium in my Brian Dawkins jersey. I have coleslaw on the back of my jersey.
Well, hold on. The best part about that is understanding the pastor from the Jericho Church of Praise who extorted us for more money before we left the last time we parked in that lot. Hold on. Yes, the pastor from the Jericho Church of Praise extorted us for another $1,200, got a cop, and told us that if we didn't pay another $1,200 before we left, the cop was not going to let us leave. Jericho Church of Praise, religion, nothing about money.
Our good friend Chuck Bolger got great video of that. It's on our YouTube channel.
Excellent.
That was a great one. All the beers flying in the air at us. We're just chanting. It was great.
It was 2014. Anyway, it was right after me and my wife got married.
Diaz, hilarious. Real quick. This is the Daniel Snyder You Can't Come.
Oh, hey, dude. Terrence and Phillip is just about to start. Great. What's that? It's my seat ring. I have to sit on it because of my hemorrhoid. Ow. Sorry. So, how are things going at Cartman's theme park?
Dude, just forget about it. We can't let him get to us or he wins.
I guess you're right.
Hey, everybody, check out the all-new Cartman Land. It's our grand opening. Cartman Land has over 100 fabulous rides, 6 roller coasters, and tons of great surprises. And the best part is, you can't come. That's right, because in Cartman Land, only I and Cartman can get in. That means only I can ride the all-new Tornado Twister, a roller coaster that splashes into water. Wow! It's the greatest amusement park in the Colorado area, and nobody can go, especially Santa Kyle. So come on down to Cartman Land now, but don't plan on getting past the parking lot, because remember, so much to do at Cartman Land, but you can't come, especially you, Santa Kyle.
Especially you, Santa Kyle.
Anyway, Diaz, do you have anything else? We got to go to break right now.
No, that's good. All the other ones suck.
Hold on a second. I have to find something here to play.
Surprising.
Because I have not been paying attention.
I guess you haven't.
All right. Well, we got it. All right, you guys. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, brought to you by Bud Light. We will be back for our final segment right after. All right, everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. I can't wait to talk to you about more box scores with the 23-9 Philadelphia Eagles defeat over the Dallas Cowboys against Ben Narducci.
Ben DiNucci.
That too. If you haven't figured out, I'm getting drunk tonight. I'm on vacation, baby. Leaving with Trevoy Murphy for the Dominican Republic in the morning.
Thanks for breaking my table again, Tree. Exactly.
Hey, you got a big table, man.
I actually like it better because I write hard. So, like, when it was glass, you heard the way I wrote it before.
Dude, you could hear it over here without the headset.
It's more sturdy now, so I'm good.
It's good.
Thanks, Tree.
All right, do me a favor. Hollis, you're so gentle, which is great.
Yeah.
Don't F up these other three tables.
I'm not.
You know what? I should probably just go get three more tables.
Get wood.
Make them all wood. Thank you. Got plenty of wood for you here, bro.
Giggity.
Where is it? Why is it not ready to go? And even better.
Dear Diary, jackpot.
Anyway, we got precious little time left on this particular segment. What are we doing? Tank.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about the Eagles versus football team.
The football team. Well, first of all, you have to remember Sweat Allen. And what's the kid's name out of Ohio State, the first overall?
Chase Young.
God.
I told you, he's going to be a bitch for a long time.
He's a man amongst boys. And
he is coming on the blindside rush.
Right.
So, if you guys want to have some fun, mm-hmm. watch Jordan Mailata versus Chase Young on Sunday.
Yes.
Because I guarantee the rest of the game, mm-hmm. will be like watching flies have sex.
Hey, well, they also have a sweat of their own. Where they have Montez Sweat. He's a beast amongst boys. They form a formidable front seven that helps out the back end. The back end, they have some young guys that are talented, which probably is going to pose us some
problems. Shut up! You had your finger in my.
Sorry, wrong clip.
Yeah, 9 was a 10:05.
Unless you like that, in which case it was the right clip.
Awkward. So as I was saying,
it was supposed to be.
Go on. Go on.
So once you come from that side of the ball, they're going to be formidable defensively.
Hey, do not cut that out. Just bleep something.
Yeah. I'll bleep it.
Zach's lost it over here.
So their defense is ranked in the top 5 in pretty much all the categories, and has been keeping them in each and every game, and they put pressure on the quarterback sometimes with the front four and make it easy for their guys to pick, and then their linebackers are nice. Offensively is where they have problems. They don't really have a starting quarterback, so they got a young guy. I think he was selling insurance or something last week because
was it Cure Auto Insurance?
Yeah,
Cure Auto Insurance. Fox Sports the Gambler.
Probably, but he's, so they brought him. That's who replaced Dwayne Haskins the last time. So they run the ball pretty good. I think the young guy
Antonio
Gibson is going to be playing.
Everybody. The whole studio is losing their mind.
JD McKissick. He had, what, 8 catches last week?
Can't even exactly. Look at Zach.
And the Ohio State guys is going to be back, too.
Tag/radio right now.
I know. We're talking about the game. So they given that.
I just found a clip whenever we talk about a quarterback going under center.
That's a good point.
What, lubed?
That's a good point.
Shut up. You had your finger.
Oh, God.
Way to point that out.
I can give you 8.5 reasons why that's really awesome.
Awkward. let's try. I guess we could try to finish this up. Let's put a bow on this puppy. If our defense were decimated by injury, if Fletcher Cox doesn't play, I don't really see us putting up a fight defensively. So it's pretty much going to be an offensive battle. I think the football team, they have something to play for. They make the playoffs if they win. So,
all right, Zach, we got three. Thanks, Tank. Appreciate that assessment, brother. We got 3 minutes on picks.
Woo! All right, so Diaz has the lead. He took the lead this past weekend. So
falling behind.
Man. He went 3-1. He's now up 2 on me. He's up 5 on Hollis. So I'm giving him an opportunity to get caught up. I'm doing 5 games this week.
Oh, nice.
I'm calling this futility week. I'm doing all crap games this week.
Nice.
So
I'll always go to Diaz first.
Yes,
by the way.
Diaz is the
we
leader.
We got to do this quick, man. We got 2.5 minutes, guys.
Diaz Shut is the up, leader Diaz. In the clubhouse. Diaz, you need to choose between the red hot 2-13 New York Jets at the 6-9 New England Patriots.
Oh.
Give me the Pats.
You.
Jets.
Go.
Jets.
Tech.
J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets.
Sam?
Jets.
We're coming for you.
I'm going with the Jets too, baby.
Ah!
Woo!
Yes! Uh-oh. On an island by himself.
This game might mean something. 6-9 Dallas Cowboys at the 5-10 New York Giants.
Wow. Diaz?
Diaz first.
Why am I going first the whole time?
Shut up and go first!
Shut your mouth.
I will take the Dallas Cowboys.
Q.
Dallas.
Kyle.
Giants.
Hollis.
Giants.
How did I know?
Because I'm a man.
Sam.
Dallas.
She seems so perturbed by that.
I hate saying this too, but I'm going Dallas as well.
Get away from me.
I'm going all out.
I'm going with the backup bowl. Yeah. Question mark. Arizona at the Rams. Diaz.
Arizona at the Rams? Yeah. Where is this game?
Doesn't matter. We have the Rams. We have a minute and a half to get through this segment. Let's go.
I'll take the Rams.
Are you that dumb?
Q.
Rams.
Kyle.
You know Jared Goff's not playing. I'm going with Arizona.
I would like to retract my previous statement.
Too late.
Cardinals.
Cardinals.
So everybody's going Cardinals.
I'll go Rams then.
I got to go.
Oh,
Rams.
Hold on a second. If everybody's going Cardinals, I'll go Rams.
Oh God. Everybody, you basically saying we going away from DS.
I'm sticking Alice. With the Cardinals.
Okay. I'm going with the. I got to go with the Cardinals.
Quick.
Okay, and I'm going to go with the Cardinals as well. The Vegas Raiders 7-8 at the 5-10 Denver Broncos. Diaz.
I am going with the Raiders.
Q.
I am going with the over. It really doesn't matter what I select. I suck. But I'm going with the over.
Okay. Slash.
Denver.
Tank.
Denver.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Sam.
Denver.
I'm going to go with Denver as well. And last but certainly not least, to finish out this crap season, will you teach me to football team at the Philadelphia Eagles? Not what you want, what you think is going to happen. Diaz.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with the football team.
Q.
It pains me to say that I believe the Eagles are going to win this game for no other reason other than to piss me the F off.
Slash.
I'm going to go with the Eagles, not because I think they're going to win, but Diaz went to Washington.
Hollis.
I'm going with the Eagles because I think if they lose again to the Redskins, to the football team, you remember the last time, I omitted this from the history. In 2015, we lost to the football team. We lost to the football team, and somebody got fired. Chip Kelly got fired the next day. Go ahead,
Sam.
Washington.
And I know this is what the Eagles do. They always screw it up in the last week of the season. They did it back-to-back years with the Giants. I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Yeah, of course.
5-0 this week, baby, and taking over first place. Q.
Sure. Yeah, I've got nothing. Everybody, Green Legion, we good?
Yeah, we're good.
We gotta wrap it up right now, right?
Wrap it up,
everybody. Green Legion Radio, the 100th show.
And the ball drops in 3 hours.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
We're still waiting for Diaz's ball.
And
to
I do
drop.
Want to thank. I do want to thank a couple people. First, our boss, our program director, host of the Daily Ticket, and our good friend of the program, Sean Brace, for giving us this opportunity. Seriously, Mike Tallarita, in sales, and a guy who I've known for 20 years from our days at WYSP, both selling Howard. A long time ago. And, of course, to every one of you guys. Hollis.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, love you, man. Love Diaz, you and I started this a couple years ago. Didn't know it was going to get to where it is now.
What are you pointing at?
Kind of really happy about.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is cool, man. Appreciate you believing in the idea and you and I starting this thing from scratch. And then, obviously, Hollis coming on board. And then having one of the most informative guys I've ever met, Chris Sack.
Hey, thanks, man.
Sorry, dude.
Just because your mom's watching doesn't mean we're going to pump you up. Chris, we're talking about the Sack Master. Sack Master is one of the most knowledgeable guys known to man.
Period.
Point blank.
Period, man.
And we were talking.
I got to be honest with you. If anybody here has a future in radio, over and above all of us, no disrespect, God, yeah. It's Sack.
Just don't play that clip again because I'll be laughing for 4 hours.
And before we get out of here,
hold on a second. Give thanks to our producer,
okay.
Who's been with us from day one.
Yes.
Slash, appreciate you, brother.
Wow, appreciate all you guys.
And Sam, who's finally getting some volume up on her conversation.
Doing
love
the best.
It. There it is. Tank, go.
And before we get out of here, I told you about this already. We were talking about, after Get Tanked Happy Hour, about us being the A-team. Me being B.A. Baracus, Mike Diaz being Murdoch. That's what it came up because I couldn't describe Mike Diaz's his demeanor. So only person I could think of was Murdoch, and he made him face.
Oh no, I'm face. Green Legion Radio. Happy freaking New Year, everyone!
God.
Thank God.
2021,
we can close
baby.
The page on this one. Enjoy yourselves, enjoy your family, enjoy your friends, enjoy the fact that this next year can't be any ready? Worse than the last. And thank you once again for being a part of Green Legion Radio, listening to us, supporting us. We appreciate you. Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Brought to you by Bud Light. We will see you next week.
Jimmy Sucks!